Good morning. I'd like to call the Senate to order this morning. Would the members please vote to signify their presence?
The roll shows 18 senators present this morning. Senator Szymanski is excused from the call of the Senate today.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Reverend Spencer is here from the Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church. Would the members please stand for the prayer?
Let us pray. O Lord, the magnificence and beauty of this day serves to remind us that we are privileged residents in a most beautiful corner of your planet. However, while residents, we are neither the architect or owner of the land. Yet in times past, when liquid gold served to make us filthy rich, we were not always responsible and accountable either to you or the people over which you have made us custodians and protectors. Enable, O Lord, these our elected servants so to learn from the past as to wisely act in the present and plan for the future. As they conceive and enact laws that call for sacrifice, give to all of us the courage and vision to say and do that which will assure our great state continued prosperity and greatness. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Senator Eliason, would you lead us in the pledge, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have certification of the Daily Journal, please.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 15th legislative day.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal be approved as certified by the Senate Secretary for the 15th legislative day.
Hearing no objections, the journal will be certified for the 15th legislative day. Do we have introduction of guests this morning? Senator Strzelczyk.
Yes, I'm pleased to introduce some friends of mine. They're in the legislature and visiting with some of us the next few days. In the far gallery, Rita Schulten, Georgie Jorgensen, who had a very, very nice article written about him this weekend, and Don Brugman there with Northern Air Cargo. Welcome.
It's a pleasure to have you folks in the Senate with us this morning. The further introduction of guests, Senator Hensley.
Madam President, I'd like to introduce member of my district, a citizen of my district, and a former member of the State House, Al Nakak.
Welcome, Al. It's nice to have you here. Senator Curtula?
There are a number of representatives of the district that I serve from the Student Leadership Project, and it gives me great pleasure to introduce, and I hope that I get every one of them here, Susan Muncy. And the others will stand. We can applaud when they are all standing. Albert Rubisky. Michael Wanaka. Connie Peterson, who is the Vice President. Michael Wanaka is the Parliamentarian. Roy Jensen.
Senator, those students were all from the Matanuska Valley?
And from Cordova.
And from Cordova. Okay, welcome very much. Senator Coghill?
Madam President, we also, with this group, have two of our future leaders of the state with us. Helen Dinger, who's Vice President of the Office of Education Association from Delta, and also with her is Ann Williams, who's the Treasurer. They're both from Delta.
Senator Ewing.
Thank you, Madam President. From Senator Josephson's in my district, we have Colette Hoxima. We welcome her, and she's standing, and she is with the Student Leadership Project.
From East Anchorage High. And Senator Rohde?
Mr. President, the two of the advisors are from Senator Boods in my district, Dennis Johnson, who is the Executive State Director of the Alaska Association of School Governments, and Kathleen Castle, who is the manager of the Student Leadership Program. Welcome.
Senator Duncan.
Thank you, Madam President.
President. From Juneau with the Student Leadership Project is Jennifer Wiley.
Senator Farenkamp.
Madam President, Senator Bennett and I also have a constituent down from Lathrop High School, a friend, and Vice President of the Alaska Association of Student Governments, Bill Campbell. Welcome, Bill.
It's a very special pleasure to have you future leaders with us. I don't know if members of the Senate knew, but last year at their convention, the DECA organization made me an honorary lifetime member. So these young people are very, very special to me, and it's a pleasure to have you all here. Senator Crotula?
Also in the gallery, I think he's still there. His view is obscured from me, but it's Mike Ladner. He's the manager of public affairs for Sealand. Fairbanks?
Welcome to the Senate, sir. Further introduction of guests this morning. Do we have messages from the governor?
There are no messages from the governor today, Madam President.
Do we have messages from the House?
There are no messages from the House.
Do we have any communications this morning?
We have no communications today.
How about reports of standing committees?
The Labor and Commerce Committee considered Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 5, Promotion and Marketing of the State-Operated International Airports, and recommended do pass. Signed, Senator Kelly, Chairman, concurring Senators Lyason, Ewling, and Farenkamp. There is a zero fiscal note and an amount fiscal note attached. SCR 5 has a further referral to transportation. The State Affairs Committee considers Senate Bill Number 36 relating to Amateur Radio Week and recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Abood, Chairman, concurring Senators Fakes, Josephson, Ewling, and Hensley. A zero fiscal note was attached. SB 36 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
Those are the standing committee reports today.
Are there reports of special committees today?
There are no special committee reports.
We're down to the introduction of Senate resolutions.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 10 by Senator Sturgalewski, proposing amendments to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to the use and expenditure of state money.
Judiciary Committee and Finance Committee will be the referrals on that bill.
That was the only resolution today.
Do we have introduction of Senate bills?
Senate Bill Number 100 by Senator Jones by request, an act relating to the taxation of watercraft motor fuel.
Transportation Committee and the Finance Committee.
Senate Bill Number 101 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act making a special appropriation to the Office of the Governor for representation of the state's position on the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge and providing for an effective date.
Finance Committee.
And those are the new bills.
We're down to the consideration of the daily calendar. Madam Secretary, we have a citation calendar today.
A citation honoring Rodney J. Rhodes by Representatives Navarre and Swackhammer and Senator Fisher.
Majority Leader.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent the citation be approved.
Without objections, the citation calendar will be approved. We're down to unfinished business this morning. Senator Sturgalewski.
Yes, move and ask unanimous consent that I be added as a co-sponsor to SB 97, the chronically mentally ill bill, and SB 99, the child care centers and state building.
Without objection, Senator, you will be added as a co-sponsor. Senator Coghill?
President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the five-day rule be waived as to SJR 6, which is the export of North Slope crude, and so that we can hear it on February the 6th.
Without objection, Senator. Senator Jones?
Madam President, I move and ask for unanimous consent the five-day rule be waived for the Transportation Committee meeting on February 5th. So that we may consider Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 3 relating to design and construction of a highway from Eklutna to the intersection of the Parks and Glen Highway.
Without objection, Senator. Senator Halford.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that prayer be spread on the journal.
Without objection. Prayer will be spread on the journal. Further unfinished business this morning? I have some appointments that are under my purview to make here this morning, so if you'll bear with me, I'll read these off, and then I will pass out a sheet of paper to all the members so that you can see them. There is a joint special committee on the state's tax policy that has both House and public members on it. And to that committee, we're appointing Senator Don Bennett, Senator Jack Coghill, and Senator Jim Duncan. The National Conference of State Legislatures has several different organizations and categories within it for senators to belong and to participate. You have the State Federal Assembly, and to the following committees, I'm appointing the following senators. On the Committee on Agriculture, Food Policy, and Rural Development, Senator Jack Coghill. The Committee on Commerce, Labor, and Regulation, Senator Fred Zaroff. The Committee on Education, Senator Paul Fisher. The Committee on the Environment, Natural Resources, and Energy, Senator Tim Kelly. The Committee on Federal Budget and Taxation, Senator Lloyd Jones. The Committee on Government Operations, Senator Jim Duncan. The Committee on Health and Human Services, Senator Rick Halford. The Committee on International Trade is a committee that requires dual membership. There's a subcommittee on the Pacific Rim, which I have asked Senator Rick Euling to serve on that committee, and the subcommittee on Latin America to Senator Jelmar Curtula. There's a committee on law and justice for the State and Federal Assembly, and I've appointed Senator Don Bennett to that committee. There's a committee on transportation and communications, Senator Mitch Abood. There's a subcommittee on telecommunications out of that committee, and I've appointed Senator John Binkley to that particular committee. There's an assembly on the legislature belonging to the National Conference of State Legislatures. On the Committee of Arts, Tourism, Cultural Resources Committee, Senator Arla Sturdalewski. The Criminal Justice Committee, Senator Don Bennett. The Fiscal Affairs and Oversight Committee, Senator John Binkley. The Legislative Organization and Management Committee, Senator Dick Eliason. Science, Technology, and Resource Planning, Senator Joe Josephson. State Government Issues and Organization, Senator Fred Zaroff. And the Task Force on Education, Senator Paul Fisher. There are numerous appointments that need to be done in the next 2 weeks for the Western State Conference. We have the great pleasure in this body to have the incoming president with us, and that's Senator Betty Fahrenkamp. I have asked her to help me with those appointments for her cabinet, so to speak, for the Western State Conference, and we'll be working on that in the next 2 weeks. So those of you who have an interest in working, and Senator Fahrenkamp is demanding hard workers, please contact one of us and so we can get those appointments made in the next 2 weeks. Thank you. I forgot economic development. Okay, the Senate Secretary has said on the Assembly on the Legislature under economic development, I have appointed Senator Willie Hensley. We're down to announce Senator Binkley.
Madam President, I apologize for being late. I was speaking to the Board of Directors of United Fishermen's Association, and the Secretary could please note my presence in the chamber.
Thank you, Senator, very
Thank you.
Much. We're down to announcements this morning. Senator Fahrenkamp.
Madam President, the Senate Special Committee on Oil and Gas has canceled today's meeting so that the members will be able to attend a joint tax policy committee meeting this afternoon at 3:30 in the House Finance Committee room. I urge the members to please attend.
Senator Binkley.
Madam President, Senate Finance tomorrow morning at 8:30 will be hearing Senate Joint Resolution Number 9 relating to reauthorization of funding for federal aid highway program.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Jones.
Senate Transportation meeting will meet at 1:30 this afternoon in the Belts Committee Room. We'll be hearing Senate Bill 25, an act providing a special assessment for private airports open for public use and providing for an effective date. After that, we'll have a transportation overview with the department. We'll be looking at the FY88 budget and some overview on airports. Thank you.
Senator Sturgis.
Yes, Community and Regional Affairs today, 3:30 in the Butrovich Room, and we'll have an overview from the department.
Senator Coghill.
Madam President, Senate Committee on Resources will meet tomorrow at 1:30 in the Butrovich Room, and we'll be hearing our first series of bills. We'll have Senate Bill 41, which is, this is on Friday. On Wednesday, we'll be having an overview with the United States Fish and Wildlife Preservation on the Arctic Wildlife Refuge and with their comprehensive plan. Then on Friday, we'll have Senate Bill 41, which is cabins on state lands. We'll have Senate Joint Resolution 6, export of North Slope oil, and Senate Bill 11, which is the 5-acre home site on agricultural land.
Senator Binkley.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that we move back up the calendar to unfinished business.
Without objection, Senator, we'll be under unfinished business.
Thank you. I would move and ask unanimous consent that my name be added as a sponsor to the citations honoring Rick Mackey, Myron Angstman, and the Jesuits in Alaska.
Without objection, Senator.
Thank you.
Senator Halford.
Madam President, under announcements?
We'll move back to announcements. Yes, Senator.
Madam President, this evening at 7 o'clock, the United Fishermen of Alaska are hosting their annual reception at the penthouse. Also, today at noon, Senator Binkley is a speaker at the Republican luncheon at the Sheffield.
Senator Duncan.
President, speaking of speakers, the Bill Egan Forum is also today at noon. In the Gold Room at the Baranoff Hotel, the speaker will be Lieutenant Governor Stephen McAlpine. His topics may include the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge issue. It may not include that, but he's going to speak.
Thank you, Senator Duncan. Further announcements? Are there special orders this morning? Senator Sturgill.
Yes, move and ask unanimous consent that I be allowed to speak briefly on the Senate Joint Resolution 10 that I introduced this morning.
Hearing no objection, Senator.
Fine, thank you, Madam President. I did put in a bill this morning. I'd like to leave that on the desk and until around 4 o'clock to see if you might be interested in co-sponsoring, and I would certainly welcome that. This resolution is identical to one that was introduced in the House last Friday by Representative Rieger. And it, as I say, deals with the budget reserve account. We did pass a bill last year dealing with that. We're talking here in terms of a constitutional amendment. And the intention at that time had been to stabilize state spending and to give some certainty to the amount of dollars that would be out there in terms of fluctuating revenue stream. But there were a couple of problems with that bill. One was that it really, we require a new spending limit, and that was not part of it. We have a spending limit on the books right now. The voters of the state went back and reaffirmed their interest in it, but everybody in this body knows that that simply does not work. And also, we need the constitutional protection for a budget reserve account. It's really important to know that this would not take effect the very earliest that it could impact the budget would be in fiscal year 89. As you know, there are plans introduced by the governor to see that the total current budget reserve fund would go into meeting fiscal year 87 obligations. So what we're talking is looking prospectively at a time when hopefully the state's resources will be a bit stabilized. But the legislation is going to do several things. One, it would be a meaningful spending limit. Two, it would retain the budget reserve fund concept. And three, it would have constitutional protection for the fund. And again, I would be happy to have your co-sponsorship on this. Thank you.
Senator, we'll grant that request to have that bill hold on the Secretary's desk until 4 o'clock. Senator Coghill.
Madam President, may I move and ask unanimous consent that I be given the privilege of the floor to talk about a press conference that was held this morning in your office.
Without objection, Senator.
Madam President, today I think is a hallmark in what we might call the movement of how government moves in Alaska, and I see the Senate now stepping out in the front of being one half of the legislative branch of government and taking a lead in what I think is necessarily the concerns of everybody in our respective districts. As you know, the Constitution is very firm on the three branches of government, where we have the administrative branch of government, the legislative branch of government, and the judicial branch. And you know that the first week of our session, we heard from the governor, and we heard of his plans and how he was going to administer, or how he felt the state of the state looked, and what areas that he was going to go into. And I was pleased that he took on the basics of the export of our natural resources. And to be able to go further into the export of natural resources, you have to have the resources available. And you have to have access to those resources, and you have to be able to put together a program. And I commend the President on her ingenuity this morning, or in the last few days. She's asked Senator Bennett and myself and Senator Hensley to
go on a workforce group with her to try and mold together the Senate's perception as to where we go in providing for that direction. The new revenue group that we're talking about is going to be looking at not generating revenues from the individuals with income tax or surtaxes or sales taxes, but looking at a way to be able to put together new income, new dollar jobs, new income into the economy. Not necessarily looking at the basis of the public sector or the Alaskan treasury to feed the economy and driving the forces of our economy, but to look at it from the standpoint that we need to create jobs, and we need to create jobs through the boon of international trade. And with us standing at the top of the Pacific Rim, why, we're in the ideal position to be able to project that, not only in timber, in fish, but in all of the other resources. And I think that if you will read Senate Joint Resolution Number 6, which I introduced on the 2nd of February, you will see the direction in which we're trying to go. And I would commend the Senate to get a copy of our news conference report, and we'll see that it's in everybody's desk or on everybody's desk. And I think that this is the area in which we're trying to show, through the leadership of the Senate, that we are a segment of the legislative branch. We're one branch. What they do on the other end of the hall is their business, but we're going to lead, and we're going to lead the economy of the state into a new rotation through private sector infrastructure. Thank you, Madam President.
Thank you, Mr. Resources Chairman. Senator Elias.
Madam President, I would move and ask unanimous consent. I'd be given privilege of the floor to introduce to the body our pages for this year.
Would you please
step forward, all the pages. This is an annual event, as you well know, and these young children will be working with us till we adjourn. From my perspective, they're young children. If you'd just step forward when I call your name. First, we have Jody Anderson, who's a graduate from Bruce High School in Port Alice, which is a logging camp down at Heckett Island, near Prince of Wales Island in my district. She is a full-time student at the University of Juneau. She plans to obtain her doctorate in naturopathics. You're going to have trouble getting a license, I'm afraid. Medicine. In her spare time, Jody enjoys cooking, needlework, and various sports. We have Rosetta Damoski. Rosetta is a 17-year-old junior from King Cove High School in Senator Zaroff's district. She has lived in Alaska all of her life and is planning to attend the University of Virginia after high school to study law. Rosetta enjoys a variety of sports. Her favorite is basketball. I do believe probably Rosetta is probably the only junior we've had here. She comes highly recommended by her superintendent of schools, and she has assured us she will continue her studies. Then we have Kelly Good. She is an 18-year-old lifelong resident of Alaska. I believe Kelly lives in Anchorage in Senator Figgs' district.
It's downtown,
Senator Rohde's district. After her graduation this spring, she plans to attend the University of Puget Sound to study education. Kelly enjoys all outside sports and activities, especially cross-country running. Then we have Ricardo Gonzalez. Ricardo, of course, was with us last year, or 2 years ago, I believe. He is a long-time, lifelong resident of Clear, Alaska, and Senator Coghill's district. His favorite sports includes basketball, football, and softball. Rick plans to return to school in the fall. Then we have Michael McGilton. He's a 20-year-old lifelong resident of Metlakatla, Alaska, which is in my district. Mike plans to attend college in Washington. Mike enjoys all sports, especially football and basketball. Then we have Garvin Martin, who has lived in Juneau all his 18 years. He graduated from Mount Edgecombe High School last year. Incidentally, his mother and five of his brothers and sisters graduated from Mount Edgecombe High School and in Sitka. He plans to attend the University of Hawaii next fall. Garvin is very active in wrestling, football, and especially basketball. Of course, we all know Jack Gibbons, who has been our Senate Sergeant-at-Arms for five sessions. And with Jack, of course, again this year is John Alcantara. He is with us for this is his third session as our Assistant Sergeant-at-Arms. Ladies and gentlemen, our loyal employees of the State Senate.
Senator Senator Lyson, did Senator Kelly help you recruit all the basketball players? Are there additional special orders this morning? Senator Curtula.
Moving to ask unanimous consent to briefly comment as a result of a telegram I received from Mr. Roy Hundorf.
Without objection, Senator, you have the floor.
I think probably this is the time, and the President's son suggested that maybe I should call for a caucus when I felt it was necessary, and I think a couple of days it will be. But facts are, as senators and as members of the House of Representatives and as governors, it was brought to my attention that we swore to uphold the Constitution of the state, and it would probably pay us to individually and collectively look at that particular era of our history and look at the results of the negotiations for statehood before we even consider endorsing or giving away some portion of that which was a solemn commitment of statehood to the state of Alaska that included the 90% of the Arctic National Wildlife Range if and when it ever became a mineral-producing area. And I'm going to speak to that because I've spent off and on over the last 8 months and have, I think, a significant report on that in time to come. But I think all of us should now take a good look at what we are doing and what we're about to do, because it's my information that both the Congress and the state of Alaska must, and the state legislature, must be in the loop before any distribution of lands to that area, any other land can be disposed of in that area. And I think I dealt with my friend Mr. Hundorf some years ago, and the understandings that I had and what took place are two different things. The Anchorage Daily News covered that area in one day last summer quite well. I think that we'd better have a good hard look at trading out that which was intended to be distributed for the support of the state of Alaska if and when there is ever a mineral distribution, as I've stated, and that which is probably going to be needed in time to come to support this very remote Arctic area and all of its people, and especially those people that Mr. Hundorf represents. I think we're going to have a good hard look at what we're doing here, and we better start having a good hard look at it. I'll give any information sources I have. I don't want to belabor it, but I think it's apparent that the previous administration didn't know what the devil was doing or didn't show enough sign of acknowledging what's going on up there, because we were not in the informational loop, let alone in the negotiating loop, until very recently. I commend Governor Cooper for insisting that under our prerogatives and responsibilities that he be brought into the informational loop and that the state itself have a position. Now people are getting nervous that we're in the informational loop and have been trading back there under our very noses, so to speak, but without the state having a position. And I think it's going to be very, very important that we consider the resolution of the House, I think it is SJR 9, and all its ramifications very shortly. But in fact, again, we better all acknowledge what our history is and acknowledge the responsibility we now have to make some decisions that are going to be very unpolitical in some quarters. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. If you have a list of reference material that you could give to all the senators, I know I, for one, would really appreciate that.
Thank you very much. I do have the material, which is a very brief by Hanson Kornbach, that was private and was between Interior and the... And this is the basic geology, and just this report, very conservative report, that was previously private is now public. But the studies... And that material comes in a about to be printed for the Senate in the House this summer study. And I'll get that material. And I think you can, as I know the Senator, the Majority Leader has, you can make contact with those that have concerns already in Washington, D.C. to fill you in on where we are now. Again, my information is, although secondhand to me, it is, I believe, a factual that we're beginning to get in the information loop, that is the state of Alaska, and it is the legislature and the Congress both that have to agree to any other disposition of lands in that area that puts the state out of the loop. I'll get that material.
Thank you, sir. Senator Hensley?
Madam President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that I be given the privilege of the floor to speak on the same subject.
Without objection, Senator, you have the floor.
Madam President, I don't have a long statement to make on the subject. I do recognize Senator Katula's concerns about ANWR. And I think before we do anything rash about the subject matter, I think we should take a little look at it. I, for one, am not prepared to, you know, vote on an appropriation until we have some discussion about what we are proposing to do. Some of the native groups that have been involved, that are resident of the area and live in the area, are in fact some of the strongest proponents of the development, the drilling of the wildlife refuge that live in the immediate environs. Our group is not involved in any trades in that area. I have not had direct communications with anybody, in fact, who has been involved in proposed trades. But I would say that, to me, the objective should be to try to put our shoulders to the wheel together on a subject that's going to be very difficult for us to get some favorable action in any case. And that would be my hope as we discuss this matter.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Zara.
Thank you, Madam President. I would request the privilege of the floor to speak on contributions and commitments.
Without objection, Senator, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam President. As all of you will recall, or hopefully will recall, that before the session began, I sent a memo to all of you requesting again your participation in the Mathathon that my son was involved with. My son Orville is a student at St. Mary's School in Kodiak and participates annually in the what's called the St. Jude Children's Hospital Mathathon. And they it's operated similar to a walkathon or a swimathon or whatever, and they're given a certain number of problems to complete, and their goal is to complete 200, and certain pledges or contributions are made by individuals. And I guess it's my pleasure to report to the body that out of the 228 questions that were given to to Orville to complete, last year he completed 218. This year he completed all 228 and got all 228 right. So those of you that have contributed generously to the 200 problems will be getting an additional memo from my office. And I would like to mention there that his goal was to break the $1,000 mark that he had set last year and fell $14 short. And from the members of this body, the other body, and your staff members, he was able to raise over $700 from here, thus reaching his goal. And I want to thank everybody for that. And it's going to a very worthy cause. It'll go to help do the research that's necessary to combat many of the children diseases that we're having today. And I think it's a very worthwhile cause. And I want to thank all of you for your contribution and your commitment to help this country and the world take care of the problems that face our children. Thank you.
That was well done. Someday we have to meet Orville, and we give him enough money. Are there further special orders? Senator Halford, I want to thank you for the motions. I've seen several members use them today, and we appreciate that.
Sure, most members don't need any of that and could probably add to it more than I can, but it may help some. I move and ask unanimous consent the Senate stand in adjournment until 11 a.m. tomorrow.
Without objection, the Senate is adjourned.